gotten by. And it goes by so fast in this half hour that we have with you. Friends, I'm going to encourage you, should you find that there may be value in you contacting us, my wife shared with you the ways of which you could contact us during the broadcast a little bit earlier. Feel free to do so. If we can help by way of suggestion or some things that you need to have addressed, we would love to be able to do just that. Contact us if you would. I'm normally in the office Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ, located at 805 South Fisk Boulevard, where our telephone number is area code 321-632-1010. If we can be of help, email us, send us a instant message or what have you through Facebook and Messenger and all that kind of stuff. Whatever we can do to be of help, we want to do. Oftentimes, helping others helps us.
Amen.
Glad you've been with us. It's always our privilege to share the time. Until the next time, God bless and keep is always our prayer.
When tears continue to flow. Somebody tell me, what do you do? You
keep the faith.
Hold on.
Hold on. Be strong.
Run this race.
This race.
You're not
alone.
Good morning. Happy New Year's to every one of you out there this morning. The sound of my voice, we like to say Happy New Year's to you. Thank you this morning for allowing us to be a part of your day on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. You are now tuned in to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Heard each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Each Sunday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Live is on, playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel and be blessed this morning, because he's got it all in control. Whatever the problem, he can take care of it. Goes out this morning for Pastor Gladys and Mother Rose Wiggin this morning and Sister Sylvia Dupree. He's got it all in control.
Got it all in control. Woo! Oh, he's got it all in control. Oh, he put that reassurance.
Standing in need of prayer. We need prayer when we're sick. Lord, we need prayer when we're well. Riding along in our automobiles, we need prayer. In our home, we need prayer. On our daily occupation, Lord, we need prayer. In our school, in our churches, in our community, we need prayer. Lord God, we come today. We come as we know how. We come to bring the gospel and song. We pray that you will go out and root up and tear down in the name of Jesus. We should gain in the glory, Lord, let it go to Calvary. Lord, we come with thanksgiving. We come thanking you for another chance. Thanking you for our lying down last night. Thanking you for stationing an angel by the bedside. Handcuffing Satan and made death behave. We was able to rise from our sleeping couch this morning. Walked out and saw a brand new day which we hadn't seen before. Was able to go down to our breakfast table. And we had food to eat. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because you've been so merciful and so kind to us. You've been with us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, much as I like to, I'm not able to answer a prayer. I can't even save myself. But knowing that you're a prayer hearing God, you got all power in your hand. You know what we need even before we ask you. You know where we've been before we get back. Lord God, have mercy. Lord God, stop by. Lord, stop by and creating us clean hearts and renew the right spirit. Lord God, touch our hands because some of us got hands and cannot feel. Some of us got a mind and can't think for ourselves. Some of us got a heart and can't love nobody. Some of us got legs and we can't even walk. Some of us got a tongue and we can't talk. Thank you, Jesus. But you being a good God, you aimed us to have a portion of our health and our strength. And for this, I just want to tell you much obliged. Lord God, stop by the youngest hospital. Stop by the old folks' home. Stop by the institution. Somebody needs you today, Jesus. Somebody in a special way just don't know that you're the God that never lost a case. God that never lost a patient. Lord, stop by and stop by the foster home. Stop by and let the little children know that you will be a mother for the mothers. You'll be a father for the fathers. Lord God. Lord God, bless everybody on the sound of my voice. Somebody need a blessing in your name, Jesus, in your name, when we can't pray any longer. Give us a home somewhere so we can praise your name. These are the blessings by your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And amen again.
Mm-hmm. up this morning, I said, thank you, Jesus, for a brand new day. Thank you for letting me deal. It didn't have to be this way. You gave me my healthy strength, and you clothed me, my right mind. All I'm trying to tell you is that I
got a blessing this morning,
Lord.
Jesus, let me see a brand new day.
Listen.
Oh, we're just thinking this morning, if I got any witnesses out there this morning, Sister Clifford Mae Hubbard this morning, Brother Johnny Hubbard, and Sister Lorraine Gray. Sister Lorraine Hubbard goes out for you also. Goes out for Brother LaSalle William and Sister Evelyn William. Brother Walter Davis Jr. this morning. Sister Easter Butner. Sister Valerie Franklin and Brother Robert Franklin. Sister Audrey Johnson.
Bless me, bless.
Oh, his name is Jesus this morning. Sister Alma Pratt goes out for you also this morning. We're talking about Jesus. Brother Charles Harris, and goes out for Brother C.J. Harris, Brother Fred Randalls.
Church. God has been good to you. Yeah.
Let's go out for Pastor Addison Mitchell and First Lady Mother Barbara Mitchell and Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church and all your church family ministerial staff at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Goes out for Pastor Rodney William and First Lady Mother Tabitha William and Zion Oxidot Primitive Baptist Church and all your church family. All we gonna need the Lord.
Live in sin. Feel my saving love.
Hold up, Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Letitia Watson, Mount Moriah AME Church, and Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr., Reverend George Meyer, Mount Moriah AME Church. All we need to know.
Sin.
Goes out for Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, all your church family ministerial staff this morning. Goes out for Pastor Loretta Bosby, Awesome God Prayer Center. You know your church family. Sold out for Brother Reggie Robinson this morning.
Every time I get to this song, my soul get happy, and I just can't hold my peace. Yo! Lord been mighty good to me. Anybody here know God been good to you?
Mother Anna Mae Price.
God Almighty been my mother. He been my father. When my way got dark, he was bread when I was hungry. Yo! Anybody here love the Lord? Do you love him? Don't fool me now. Has he been good to you? Yo! Hey!
Goes out for Brother Jesse Hanks this morning and all your family.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
A word about my sponsors at this time. none other than Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Family owned and operated since 1960, where quality and service still counts. That's Crest Cleaners. Now they have locations to serve you in Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockleg, Polk St. John, VL, Sun Tree, and North Melvin. Now there is a Crest Cleaners near you. Check them out now. They will take care of that dry cleaning, laundry, alteration, drapers, suede, leather. Take care of the wedding gown if that's your heart desire. Now, you know what? They are open Monday through Friday. Yes, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Now, we're talking about early in the morning, 7 a.m. Now, you can pick up if it didn't get there before they close. Well, they are open on Saturday morning now, 9 a.m. Now, and they do have one-day service, and by 10 out by 5 p.m. That's Crest Cleaners. Now, let them take care of the garment. Yeah, the garment that you know, you like to wear and you like everything straightened out and everything good. Well, the Crest Cleaner can take care of it. Zipper replacement and hem lining and, yes, then, you know, you need to, you lost a little few pounds and you want to take it in or you want them to let it out. They can take care of all of that now at Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Let them take care of that garment. Also brought to you by Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randolph, and his son Jason is there. And you know, they are located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. Now you can always stop by because they are available to answer questions. You have a question about your car, the paint job, or whatever it is, they can tell you. So check them out. Let them do that. And you can always call them at 453-6316. That's Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. They got it together. They have houses for sale, houses for rent. You know, they have just what you've been looking for. Check them out. Tell them you heard me talking about them on the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. It'll make a difference. Because they know that you are listening. They all have been here for a long time, and they would like to know if you are listening to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. But each Sunday morning now, let them know that. I appreciate it. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases people are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay. But as for me, I said, as for me, all I can say. They're living out in the streets, and the drug habits. I'm not just talking about folks out in the street, but right in the church, drug habits that some folks fighting just can't beat. There are mothers and robbers. No place seems to be safe. Lord, but you've been my protection. Hey. You've been my protection. Every step of the way. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. And I want to say, and I want to say, and I want to say,
thank you.
This goes out for Mrs. Bertha Holmes and all of your family. It goes out for little Blair, which is the granddaughter of Miss Bertha Holmes. It goes out for all the Holmes family. Just thanking for how good he's been to us. Just want to thank him. Somebody need to help me say that. Thank you. All you've done. Oh, we're just thanking for all that he's done. Oh, you know, I know somebody. He's done a lot for all of us. And I just thank God for all he's done for me. And I know I got some witnesses out there this morning. But right now, you know what? We are going to bring you one of our sponsors. None other than the Stones Funeral Home. The home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. And established since 1923. Sister Jan Stone is the owner and licensed funeral director. That's for Stone's Funeral Home. Family business, dedicated serving other families in their time of sorrow, whose real and deep concern goes beyond professional excellence. Satisfaction comes from knowing and doing all that can be done at a difficult time and doing it better than most. Now, that's the Stone's Funeral Home. They have a service to suit the purse of the humble as well as the rich. All distinction of class and wealth are forgotten. Every service is conducted with the same quality, dignity, synthetic understanding, and capable attention to the smallest detail. That's the Stone's Funeral Home. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. They have locations at 516 King Street, City of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida, 727-9009. Area code is 321. One funeral home with two locations to serve you. Stone's Funeral Home, small enough to know you, they are large enough to serve you. And there's no substitute for experience at the Stone's Funeral Home. Let them take care of your loved one at Stone's Funeral Home. Stone's Funeral Home, able, willing, ready, and know how to handle all of your funeral arrangements, shipping, cremation service. They can take care of it all at Stone's Funeral Home. Sister Jan Stone, the owner and licensed. It is also bring you one more, none other than Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Sr. And we have Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Jr. also there, located at 1305 Pinkler Street in the city of Cocoa. Always call him at 636-3615. Area code is 321. Now, Bailey's Used Car, yes, we're talking about Carl. He does have cars. Oh, yeah, he just might have the car you long want to own. Check him out or call him. But just most of all, stop by and let him put you in the ride that you have never owned. You know what I mean? The ride. Now, you can always call him, though, at 636-3615. Area code is 321. And we have Brother Johnny Fair Bailey Sr. and Jr. They are both there. So check them out. Call them. Or stop by. Tell them what you would like to have, but you know, they might show you something different, and you'll like it better. Stop in at Bayless. Going back into the program, playing one of the latest and the greatest at this time. Got anybody that's holding on this morning, that's holding on to your face this morning?
Can I get a witness?
Oh, Mother Rose Vegan goes out for you this morning. Sister Sylvia Dupree and... And Sister Becky Mitchell, all us here, that everybody just need to hold on. Hold on to your faith this morning.
I won't let go. I've come too far.
I'm going to send this out for Xanox Lodge Mass Choir this morning.
Let us know. I'm anchored in Jesus. I'm anchored in Jesus. I'm trials and tribulations, but I made it.
I come too far. I'm just still holding on. As I got anybody that's still holding on. Holding on to your faith this morning. Thank you. Another word about my sponsors at this time. None other than Riverview Memorial Garden. The place where quality and service is a must. That's Riverview. Owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. And you can always reach him at 632-9050. Area code is 321. Now, he does have burial plots there, mausoleum in here, memorial benches, cremation service. All of this is at Riverview Memorial Garden. He still continues to have the mountain marble grant headstones, and he have those too. You, if you like to obtain one, he'll be glad to audit for you, so you can always call him and he will take care of it. He does still have the records, you know, the old records, if you would like to have one, and they are available and they are free. Just call him and let him know and he'll take care of that. That's Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where service is a must at Riverview. Located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Call him if you would like to have an old record, or if you would like to obtain whatever it is, he can take care of it. Just give him a call. Come back into the program, play you one of the latest and the greatest.
Seemed like we was gonna be late for a program. Devil was all around us and he got real busy. And I remember how I stealed away in secret prayer. And what I remember mostly asking the Lord were these words right here. Fellas, if y'all don't mind.
Stand by.
I said, Father, in the moment.
Stand by.
When I'm all alone.
Stand by.
Got nobody to turn to.
Stand by.
I don't know what y'all calling, but I said, Jesus, blessed Savior.
Blessed Savior.
I said, would you please
stand by me.
I looked up toward yonder glory and I said, Father,
stand by.
I'm only your servant.
Oh, this goes out this morning for all the sick and the shut in this morning. All of the Reed family, lift them all up in prayer. Pray for family unities. Pray for the United States of America military personnel. Pray for Thanksgiving for our country, our children, and the ones that are unsaved. They lift them up in prayer this morning. Continue to lift Brother Jesse Grubbs and Convalescent and Kindred, Don Melvin. Let's lift them up in prayer. Let's lift the families up. They need your prayers. But we know God is in control. Let's lift them all up in prayer this morning. There are ones that are sick, not able to even get up this morning, but we ask you to lift them all up in prayer. And also the ones lost loved one, because he will stand by. Whatever it is, it's no problem too hard. Let's stand by. Lift them all up in prayer this morning.
I need you to
would be grand. Oh Lord, won't that be grand? Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Let me say that one more time, y'all. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Won't it be grand? Hey, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Won't not, won't it be grand? Children get together. I'm going home, home to live, live with Jesus. Oh Lord, won't it be grand? You see, my mama used to sing this song. Then she would say a verse that says these words right here. Listen. Out in the sunshine, out in the rain, she was saying, I got to keep on walking. One day my walking shall not be in vain. She said, one day when it's all over, I'm going home, home to live with my Jesus. Oh Lord, won't it be grand? Oh yes, sir, won't it be grand, Lord? Then she would lift up her voice. Sometimes she would say, oh, oh, won't it be grand?
Oh, that was Sister Jan Stone, Rujay Stone, and Sister Carolyn Stone, and Brother Rudolph Stone, all the way from Palm Bay. Won't it be grand? Goes out for the Stone's Funeral Home staff, all the staff.
She said, one day when it's all over, I'm going home, home to live with Jesus. Well, I thank you, Lord, won't it be grand? She had another verse she would say. She was a child sometime. People would talk about you, but let me tell you, you know what she would say? Talk about me. Much as you please. The more that you talk, I'm going down, 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 down on my knees. She said, when it's all over, I'm going home, home to live, live with Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, won't that, won't it be grand? Then she would lift up her voice again. She would say these words right here. Oh, loud, 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 won't it be grand? Oh, no. She said, won't it be grand? Oh, she said, won't that, won't it be grand? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, oh, my Lord.
Thank you.
not gonna worry you too long. I just wanna let everybody know that God has been good to the New Violiners. As we travel up and down the dangerous highway, sometimes we run across some tars and snares. But how many believe that God will stand right by your side? Sometime I get off by myself and I say, stand. In the moment of confusion, when I ain't got nobody, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. All my help comes from the Lord. By me. Sometime I look at the old clock on the wall. Just keep on ticking. Sometimes I've had tears in my eyes. Anybody ever had to drink tears for water?
Clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning. You have been tuned into the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour at each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 AM until 10 AM. We thank you for being a listener each Sunday morning, and we would just like to hear from you. Just a phone call and let you know that we are blessing you in some way. And we thank God for Mother Rose Wigan and Pastor Gladys and the ones that call. We thank God for you, you, and you. Thank God for all our listeners, Sister Valerie and Robert Franklin. And I know everybody's listening, but we don't know that because you don't let us know. But we thank God for you too. And your host was Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. And we are here each Sunday morning to bring you the best in gospel and praise and song. Because his name is Jesus. You know that's his name. His name is Jesus. Go to the church of your choice today. Church service all around. We have 8 a.m. services and 11 a.m. services. Go to the church of your choice and be blessed this morning. We thank God for our listeners. Thank God for our sponsors. As we start this new year, we just ask you to lift us up in prayer, because we need your prayers. We need your help. We need whatever you can do to provide for us. And we thank God for all of that. It's all right though. Play something old, play something new. Played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had. And you know the best is Jesus. That's the best. See you in church today. The church, those of the church is always open. Pleasant, good morning.
Sometimes it's hard to say you're doing okay when you're trying to hide the pain on your face.
Troubles,
just be.
talking, you can't tell night from day. Put a smile on your face.